It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. These were the thought processes and things that I was thinking, and as I was talking to these college students during this weekend, during the speaking circuit that I started going on, I realized a lot of their worries, all they wanted to know was, will I be okay? Will my future self be okay? Will I be able to get the job? Will I be able to get hired? Will I be able to get that internship? You know, based on the things that I do today, and what are the most important things I should focus on? You know, how did you do it? What's your secret? You know, what's the one thing that helped you? And these are the things they're asking me, and I'm telling them that it's hard to live your life this way. It's hard to put your eggs in one basket thinking that just getting straight A's means that you're going to be set up for life, right? Getting this internship means this is what you're going to be doing the rest of your life. But this is the way I thought. When I was a college student, I thought in the same manner. I thought the things and everything that was happening around me at that time was the most important thing ever. I thought if I messed up, then I wouldn't have a future. And this was actually wrong. Everything I did in college, I can't tell you, you know, the grades and all. I can't tell you that they mattered. So I'm sitting back and I'm talking to these college students, and I'm thinking of myself, because I used to be them 10, 15 years ago. I used to be in their seats, and I used to have the same worries that they did. You know, I used to have the same concerns that they did. I wanted to know, you know, will someone hire me? Will I get a job? Is this all worth it? You know, will I be able to make money in the future? You know, these are the things that I was so worried about. And as I think about it today from where I sit, a lot of the things that I worried about does not matter. A lot of the things that I worried about never even came into fruition. How many of you start having these worries, you're worrying about things that actually never happened, right? You start worrying about things that actually never happened. And so this is essentially what was going on. A lot of the things I used to worry about, they never even happened. They never came into fruition. So I just spent a lot of time worrying about it. But when I was in that state, you couldn't tell me that these were the most important things to think about. And so I was talking to them, and I was letting them know that there's things that matter, and then there are things that probably won't matter. Your grades right now, they probably won't matter in 10 years. That GPA probably won't matter. Now, obviously, depending on if you're going to get your MBA next, or, you know, you're pursuing a doctorate degree or law school, it may matter immediately, but then look at it in 10, 15, 20 years. A lot of those things don't matter, right? Those grades that you're getting really don't matter. At the end of the day, can you do the job? Can you do the role? Do you, you know, do you have the experience in order to do the role? And so as I'm talking to them, I'm telling them, hey, there's things that matter and there's things that probably won't matter. And you have to kind of determine and decide what are the things that matter. Now, when you're in the midst of it, you may not be able to take a step back and really look in and say, okay, these are the things that matter most, right? These are the things that matter most, and these are the things that won't matter at all. So here, and what I want to do is I want to share how I determine what matters now in my life and what doesn't matter at all. And what you could take away from this is, you know, really building a compass that you could evaluate well, your current situation, you know, what are the things that matter now to me? You know, what are the things that won't even probably won't matter at all? And so, again, I'm looking at my notes that I've taken, and I write notes in so many different places. I could be on a plane, and if I have a napkin, I'll just start writing my ideas, scrapbooking. That's just the way my mind works. My mind is always turning. And so, you know, determining the things that matter are really, really become really important. And I think for me, what I had to do, because I remember being a college student, I remember myself 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and I was a lot of times the things I was worried about never came into fruition. And so presently, there are things that I may worry about right now. And you may be worried about things right now based on your current situation. And so how do you start determining what really matters? What really matters and what are the things that actually don't matter at all? And I think for me, when I take a step back and I look at it, I'm like, okay, the things that really matter is the quality of life. Again, for some people, it's the quality of life. What type of lifestyle do I have? Right? So for some other people, the things that may really matter is family life. You want to make sure you're home every day at 5 p.m. because you want to spend time with your family. Some people, it's the kid's life, right? You want to be home every day because you want to spend time, more time with your family and more quality time with your kids. And so there are things that are going to really matter. And then there are things that are probably not going to matter that much. Staying an extra, you know, 15 minutes at your job, you know, probably won't really matter as much in perspective of being able to come home and spend time, those extra 15 minutes with your kids. And so for me, what I had to really determine and a question that I was trying to get them to really look at is, you know, to determine what matters most in life, you have to start with your values. Again, to determine what matters most in life and what are the things that are going to matter most is you actually have to start with your values. What are the things that I value? And your values are things that you believe are important in the way you live and work, right? Your value are things that you believe are most important. So they help you, your values, once you have a set of values. And my mentor used to always tell me, once you have a set of values, it acts as a compass. No matter what decision you have to make, lean on your values. And if they don't align with your values, then that's the thing you don't need to be doing. If they do align with your values, then you need to do more of those things. But the only way you could really determine what you need to do is you need to create your own compass. You need to create your own rubric that you could look at and say, is this the best opportunity for me? Because not every opportunity is the right opportunity for you. Not every door is one for you to walk through. And I think a lot of times when we don't have that compass to guide us, we start walking through every door. We start taking every opportunity, even though that's not the opportunity for us. And so we just start saying yes to everything and not realize life is really about saying no to most things and yes to just the most important things that align with your value. So again, your values are things you believe are important in the way you live and work, right? They determine your priorities and they're used to tell if your life is turning out the way you want it to. When you have a set of values, you could then see, is my life aligned with the values that I set? If it's not, then we could fix it. If it is, then we could do more of it. But if you don't figure out what you value, what your values are, then how can you determine if it's the life, the current life that you're in is the one that you want to be in? Right? So how do you determine that? And so when the things you do match your values, life is usually good, right? The things that you do, if they align with your values, life is pretty good. Because you're saying, okay, these are the things that my values are the most important things to me. They act as my compass. And because I'm doing these things and they align with my value, they don't compromise my value, right? They're not distraction in my value. Then it's a lot easier to say, okay, life is pretty good. A lot of us right now, we haven't actually determined our values. We haven't defined our values. So we don't know if life is good. We don't have a rubric. We don't have anything to measure it against. And if you can't measure something, it's hard to determine if it's working or not. And many of us, I have no idea why we decide to go through life without some sort of ability to measure. Am I happy today? Is this job fulfilling to me? Are these friendships fulfilling to me? We don't have a rubric. We haven't defined our values. Does that make sense? We haven't defined our values, so life is just going. Right? Those who don't plan, you know, tend to not succeed as often because there's no plan, right? There's no plan. You haven't really defined your values. And so values determine, you know, what and who you become and how you want to live and the lifestyle that you want to be, right? So your values determine that. Your values determine if you are going to be an entrepreneur. Based on your values. If you're someone that doesn't want to work for someone because you like the freedom, if freedom is a value of yours, it's going to be extremely hard to work a 9-to-5. It's not saying it's impossible, but if it's your number one value, then that may push you to lean towards being an entrepreneur. And this is exactly what happened to me, right? I'm only an entrepreneur because freedom is probably my top value. You could have a list of values, but then when you prioritize your values to see which one is actually my number one thing I won't and I'm not willing to compromise on, to me, it was my freedom. So when the job said you got to be here 9-to-5 and you have all these rules and you have, I'm like, that goes against my being. That goes against my value. I'm looking at my rubric and I'm like, wait, this is a 1 on a scale of 1-to-5. I do not need to be here because this doesn't align with my value. Now, if the job said, hey, you could, you know, work hybrid, you could work at home at times, you could work in the office, just make sure you get your job done, then I probably would have still been in that job because I still would have my freedom to move around, right? The freedom to travel and work from anywhere in the world that I want. And so it didn't align with my values, and so it pushed me into being an entrepreneur. So what are your values, right? What are your values? Sometimes our values push us into tradition, right? We want to marry people that come from the same culture as us, that are born in the same country as we are, right? We want to marry people that look like us. You know, we want to make sure our wedding is very similar to our parents, right? So sometimes your value pushes you into tradition, right? We want to make sure everyone in our household gets a college education because we want, that's the tradition. Everyone in our household gets educated, right? Your values also determine whether you want to blaze a new path. You know, because we grew up in tradition and everyone went to college, even though that's important, it's not something that is a high value of mine. So if my kids want to pursue entrepreneurship, then I'm going to allow them the ability to. I'm going to create the pathway so they could do that as well. So your values determine a lot. So ask yourself, where are you currently in life? Right? Which path did you decide to take? You know, are you an entrepreneur? What job are you currently at? What's the freedom and flexibility that are you a traditional person? What are those values that you believe that are pushing you towards the current lifestyle that you live? And so this becomes really, really important to determine. And so let's take it even a step further. How to do it, right? How to set your values. Because a lot of people, I talked about the importance of setting values, because if you really want to know what your life will look like in 5 and 10 years, you have to determine your value. You have to identify what matters most in life, and you focus on the things that are important and you discard everything else that is not important. But in order to figure out the things that are important, you have to have a set of values that determine those things, right? The values act as a rubric to determine, are my values aligned, and do they match with the my lifestyle? Because if the things you do match your values, then a lot of times life is usually good, right? A lot of times life is usually good. So here's how you do it. So let's get down to it, right? So here's an exercise that I remember my mentor used to always tell me to do. And I used to get out a piece of paper, right? I used to get out a pen and I used to start writing things down and try to get really clear on what my values are. So one of the things they used to tell me is, you know, identify what they would always say. She would say, hey, I want you to first look backwards. So look backwards. So instead of, you know, looking at the present moment or looking into the future, she would say, hey, start by looking backwards, because the past could tell us a lot about, you know, where we are today and where we want to go. And so she said, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to look backwards. And I'm like, okay, I could do that. And she says, I want you to, you know, and she would ask me a series of questions. Identify when you felt really good and really confident, right? When were you the most happiest? What were you doing? Who were you with? Right. So these are the types of questions she would ask me in order to really get me to first just write out everything that I possibly can. Right. So she would say, you know, when you were the most happiest, who were you with? What were you doing? And then we would go into the next thing. And then she would say, you know, identify when you were most proud, when you felt most proud, right? Identify those moments, because that feeling when you were the most proud becomes really important, right? That feeling when you were the most proud becomes really important, because now you want to look for those type of feelings, right? You want to look for those type of feelings. And so these are the things she would ask me, right? Identify times you were most fulfilled and satisfied. When were you most fulfilled? Right? When were you most satisfied? And so she was asking me all these questions because she wanted me to visually think about those moments. And if you could visually think about those moments and how you were feeling in that moment and who you were around in those moments, it's a lot easier if you could visually describe that moment to recreate those moments, to look around and say, hey, these aren't the things happening for me right now anymore. I need to make sure I'm around these type of people that make me feel this way. I need to make sure that I'm doing these things because this is when I felt the most happiest, right? And so she said, when do you feel most like your authentic self? And I said, wow, okay. And I had to really think about that. When do I feel like my most authentic self? And this, again, is another question that allows you to really determine your value, right? Because these questions are very visual questions. You have to get visual. You have to get descriptive. And you have to attach an emotion to it. And so a lot of times this brings out even more clarity into your present and how you want it to look like moving forward. But you start by going backwards. You start by going backwards. And these set of questions really help me determine my values. And so once you determine and you're able to answer those questions, right, then you determine your top values based on your experiences of happiness, right? Based on your experiences of how you were feeling, of fulfillment, based on your experiences of maybe you of achievement or being prideful, right? So you start determining your values based on, you know, those experiences that you had. And this started changing the game for me. I said, okay, I'm going to create my values because it's going to act as a compass for me to really live the lifestyle that I want. And there are things that are going to become really, really important for me along the way. For example, some of the things I determined in my values was, you know, service to others. I realized service to others was important to me, meaning helping other people, meaning pouring into other people, meaning contributing and helping people get to their goals. And the reason I knew that was because I knew I was big on community. I knew I was big on philanthropy. And so service to others became a really important value to me. I also knew that freedom was a very, very important value to me. right? And the reason I knew freedom was an important value to me because the things that would repeat themselves is I always enjoyed having free time. I always enjoyed being expressive, you know, creativity, right? I always enjoyed being my own boss. And so these things contributed to me understanding that freedom was a really important value of mine. And after I listed all my values, freedom was like one of the number one values that was most important to me that I'm not willing to compromise on. So anytime I don't feel like I could express my creativity, I could express my thoughts, I have an environment where I could, you know, be creative again, but I could have an environment where I could be myself, my most authentic self, is when I had the ability and I had the option, right, to foster an environment where I could be free, right? And so that became one of my number one values. The other thing is compassion. Compassion's a value of mine. Integrity, right? Integrity. Family is a value of mine. Curiosity is a very big value of mine because, you know, I'm inquisitive. I'm adventure seeking. And a lot of times adventure isn't just, you know, physical adventure is, you know, is imaginative, right? And so you need that. Well, I need that specifically. And so curiosity became on the list of my values. And most recently, wellness, right? Wellness became a list of my values because there are things that I'm working towards, right? Things I'm working towards like sleeping more or sleeping better, right? Or having a wind down routine. Active, being active is really important for me. Being fit is really important for me. Being healthy is really important for me. So therefore, wellness became a part of my values, right? Wellness became part of my values. If I had to go into an office or if I went into my office, I know I need a standing desk. I know I need to be able to move around. I can't sit all day, right? Because again, wellness is really important to me. And I know that, okay, if you're sitting down all day, 8 hours a day, 7 days a week or 5 days a week, that's a lot of times you're sitting down. So can I, during noon, go for a walk? Can I go shoot some hoops? So these things become really important. They roll up into how I want to live my life because at the end of the day, that's what we're trying to determine, right? We're trying to determine, you know, what are the things that matter most and what are the things that don't matter at all? You know, what matters most in life? What type of lifestyle do you want to have? And so this is what I started realizing. And at the end of the day, when I think about lifestyle, I think about design, right? What's the lifestyle design that you want? And the sooner you're able to figure out the type of lifestyle you want to design, the easier it is to start doing that, right? The sooner you're able to figure out the type of values you want to have, the easier it is to design the life that you want to have. And so when you design your life, and as I'm designing my life, it's with intention, right? As I'm designing my life, it's with writing, it's being reflective. As I'm designing my life, it's about resolving, right? As I'm designing my life, it's about being able to dream, right? As I'm designing my life, it's about action, right? So these are the things that contribute to me, you know, as I'm designing my life. It's around intention, writing, right? Reflecting, resolving, dreaming, and action. And so those are the things I boil it down to when I'm designing my life. These are the most important key components to me designing the life I really want based on the values that I have, right? And based on the values I'm able to determine that are most important to me, because the type of lifestyle that I want to have moving forward. And so that's my challenge to you all, right? Listening in, what are your values? What matters most in life? What are the things that don't really matter? And I then want you to focus on those things that matter most and discard the things that don't and probably won't even matter. And so those are my thoughts. Those are my thoughts. And I just wanted to share them out loud because as I was talking to these students during the speaking engagement, that's what they were really getting at, right? It really wasn't about money, how much money I'm going to make. It really wasn't about grades. What they were getting at is, you know, am I going to be happy? Am I going to be happy with the life that I want to live? Am I going to be happy if I don't make a lot of money? You know, can I be a good partner if I don't make a lot of money? Can I be in a relationship if I don't make a lot of money, right? Can I live a good life if I don't make a lot of money? You know, they were asking questions that were deeper, but they really couldn't put together the questions because they're worrying about things that probably won't matter. So yeah, that's my thoughts for y'all. And feel free to engage back somewhere in the description. Feel free to send some questions, comments, etc. But thank y'all for listening to me. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.